The half-day conference began with Sonoma State business professor Rob Eiler's annual North Bay Economic Forecast. Each of our three counties is showing different strengths, with Napa leading the way in recent growth, he said. So collectively, that makes for a good regional mix.
A very balanced, long-term economy that has exports that are tourism and agriculturally based goods driven. And then you have a relatively affluent populace in relatively high-priced homes. So there's wealth and income there. And then you also have the life sciences piece that's slowly creeping in, which has a research component. So the number of jobs and the number of potential occupations and educations that are engaged is getting better every day.
The caveat, Eiler warned, is the many brighter and more varied opportunities elsewhere around the Bay, which are drawing many younger workers south. That left keynote speaker Ken Dykewald to address the challenges that lie ahead as the retirement age demographic continues to expand in Sonoma County and across the country.
Right now, there are 65 million retirees. Turns out half of the boomers are already retired. And society hasn't quite gotten the message yet. You know, we can't quite figure out what are all the innovative volunteer programs that could be spawned. How do we create a smarter scientific field so that we could wipe out some of the horrible diseases of later life, like Alzheimer's? I don't think we're as prepared as we ought to be.
Dykewald is the founder and CEO of AgeWave, an East Bay research and marketing company that focuses on longevity and aging issues. Survey results, he reported, repeatedly show that the greatest concern for most retirees and those approaching that status is maintaining good health. But as a society, he charges, we are doing a lousy job of supporting that.
Our medical system is incompetent with regard to geriatric medicine. We have 126 medical schools. There's only 13 departments of geriatrics. We have doctors and nurses who have received no additional training in how to deal with the complexities of long-term health problems. We have almost no competencies whatsoever in really smart preventative care and medicine. But even worse than that, we do not have the fortitude or the fight in this country right now to put the money needed to beat these diseases before they beat us. And I think we have to.
Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, cancer, and other serious diseases draw most of what attention there is in this regard. But an even bigger threat is getting overlooked.
The dementia rate over the age of 85 in the world is 1 in 2. So even if you take care of your health, and even if you've got some money, and even if you went to college, guess what? If you live long, there's this horrible neurologic forest of problems lurking. That's not going to be beaten in the gym or in the bingo room. That's going to be beaten in the labs.
But for healthy and able elders, who were the primary subject of his keynote address, Dykewald observed that the very nature of retirement is itself undergoing a sweeping change.
People are looking for more of a balance, the idea of all work and no play, or all play and no work. What would be the ideal blend? And I think a lot of people are thinking, you know, I'd like to keep working, but maybe a couple, 3 days a week, or maybe on projects, 5-6 months a year, or maybe for a not-for-profit where I can clock in and clock out whenever I feel like it. And I think we're going to see more things like that being available.
Longer lifespans are yielding what he calls a longevity bonus, and giving back is increasingly a priority for those who enjoy it. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.